going into the unseen world, how does it have an effect on our lives? Because people are searching for answers, especially now that many people have seen beyond the veil, and they know that it's from the unseen that things are manifested into the seen. And I'm going to let you explain that, because then you'll have a unique description and understanding of something that we all should have been taught about life.
Well, actually, what we're living here, this physical life, and it is real. It's real that if you pinch me, I'll hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you push me down, I'll fall. If you cook me a nice meal, I probably enjoy it and smile. If I look at a good movie, a comedy, I'd laugh. If I look at a horror film, I'd probably be scared. But this life is only a little part. It's like somebody once says, it's like being in a cave and looking at the mirror that shows you the mouth of the cave, and you're seeing the trees outside, and you're seeing a reflection, and you're seeing shadows, but you aren't seeing the real thing. And so I think what is happening here is that we're experiencing one little slice of all that is. For the longest time, we didn't know there were other things that we couldn't see. Somebody discovers that there's a thing called, you know, they're the rays. Remember the rays?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called X-rays.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it, but it takes pictures of the of parts of your body. There are all kinds of alpha waves and beta particles and subatomic particles, things that we can't see. And because we can't see them, we can make the silly statement that they don't exist. But they don't know about what statements we make, and they go on their merry way anyway.
Existing, right?
They just exist. They don't care. We can make the statement. It's permitted to make any statement we want to. We can say, well, unless I see it, I won't believe it. And then you take a look at the wires that run through your house, and then you look at the light bulb and you say, oh my gosh, but I don't see the wires lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see electricity. You can't see it, and yet it's there.
Or the wind.
Mm-hmm. But you know it's there because you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot see pain. You can only see the effects of pain. There are all kinds of things, which leads us to what Shakespeare said. I think it, what was it, in Hamlet, where he, one of them said, there are many things in heaven and earth, Horatio, that our philosophy dreams not of. So there is a world that's invisible in which our physical world is contained. And so we have to, we exist in both or all worlds simultaneously, but we're only focused on this one. I want to just give you a quick example to make it more real. Pick up a book, any book, and look at it. Turn to a certain page, and you're reading that. Well, you're reading that page, but where's the rest of the book? It's right there. You're only focused on that page. Or a movie, you buy a DVD, or rent it, and you look around, and you put it on, and you start playing it. And you start at the beginning, and there's this story unraveling. But where's the rest of the story? It all exists at once on that DVD.
That's a wonderful way of explaining that.
It's where you're focusing, where you're watching. And if we're looking only at the physical world, that's what we'll see, only the physical world. But if we look beyond it, we will see the foundations of it, that it came from that which isn't seen.
Okay, that was a wonderful way to explain that, John.
Thank you.